91X News.
It's 15 degrees and sunny. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Police were called to the scene of a domestic dispute in Madoc after a woman was thrown out of bed around 2 o'clock this morning. They say a couple at a Union Road home was arguing about their future together. The man decided to remove some of his belongings from the house, including their mattress. When a woman laid on the mattress to keep her boyfriend from taking it, police say he lifted it into the air, throwing the female onto the floor. There were no serious injuries. A 22-year-old Madoc man was arrested and charged. He'll appear in court next month. A Warminster man is being accused of drugging and sexually abusing 5 children. Police say it happened on several occasions in 2011 in Warminster, northwest of Orillia. On one occasion, it's alleged the man took pictures of a victim. 35-year-old Paul Gerard DeVry is facing a number of charges related to sexual assault, child pornography, and administering a harmful substance. Police say there may be other victims and want to hear from anyone with information. Canada's Labour Minister Lisa Raitt is stopping short of threatening back-to-work legislation in the latest Air Canada labour dispute, but she has issued a statement saying she's monitoring the situation closely and that Canadians gave Harper a strong mandate to protect the economic recovery. Interim NDP leader Nicole Turmel says she feels badly that some Canadians' March break travel plans could be disrupted, but she's asking the government not to intervene and to let both sides work out a deal.
We need to let go the process to make sure that everything has been done to resolve the problems. This government is always using the economic problem for Canada, but it doesn't give or it doesn't let the negotiation go until the time that at least the parties use the mediator and work properly.
The union representing about 8,600 mechanics, baggage handlers, and cargo agents at Air Canada is threatening a strike by midnight on March 12th unless a new contract is signed by then. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty wants all elected provincial politicians to extend their pay freeze for another 2 years. The Premier says MPP should lead by example and urged other workers in the broader public sector to do the same. The cash-strapped Liberals are facing a $16 billion deficit this year. They say a wage freeze would help balance the books by 2017-18. The government is also negotiating with the province's teachers and doctors, who have also been asked to accept a wage freeze. A Canadian diver has died in Mexico. Police are investigating after the death of an experienced Canadian scuba diver. 41-year-old Rhonda Cross of Calgary was diving with her cousin over the weekend when she ran into trouble. There was apparently a problem with her tanks, and she suffered carbon monoxide poisoning. Investigators have shut down the scuba company and seized the tanks. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Austin McKay with sports.
Well, Belleville has an important game tonight as the Bulls look to push Peterborough out of playoff contention. The Petes sit in ninth and 4 points behind the seventh-place Bulls squad. There's only 6 games left, and the playoff picture is shaping up. East Division leaders Ottawa face a Kingston team that sits 39 points behind them. Plymouth is in Erie, and Owen Sound will be on the attack when the Barrie Colts come to play tonight. It was sad for Colts fans today as they announced the releasing of potential Hall of Famer Peyton Manning. After sitting out this entire season with a neck injury, Indy released him one day before he was supposed to receive $28 million in bonuses. Peyton Manning expresses his emotions.
This town and this team mean so much to me. It truly has been an honor to play in Indianapolis. I do love it here. I love the fans, and I will always enjoy having played for such a great team.
Now Manning will become an unrestricted free agent while the Colts hold the first overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. There will be a packed house in the Rogers Centre tonight when the LA Galaxy fly in to face the Toronto FC. With a capacity of 45,000, the Rogers Centre was a better fit than the 21,000 seats at BMO Field. It's the first time TFC has played in Rogers Centre, and that's because it's the first of 2 CONCACAF Championship League quarterfinals. Updates out of spring training, the Toronto Blue Jays are currently tied 3-3 against the Boston Red Sox in a Grapefruit League game. It's the bottom of the fifth, and it looks like the new bullpen is getting their chance to show their stuff. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
a lovely mild day. Today, mainly sunny with a high of 12. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of showers before morning with a low of 8. Thursday, cloudy, rain beginning in the morning and ending early in the evening, the high of 9. Friday, sunny and windy, the low minus 4 and a high of 0. Right now, it's 15 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.